Welcome to Remember to Flourish, our weekly guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And the reason we started these calls is because many of the people that have worked with us in the past have gone through our programs and have started down the path of flourishing in their business and their lives have told us that they discover after time when they're away from the program and the work that we do together that they find it difficult to maintain the inner reflection practice that they started when they were with us. So we thought we would put together these calls to allow people to check in at least once a week, and hopefully daily, to remind themselves and turn remembrance into a habit, because it will deepen your life. It will suppress your ego and help you be in your heart a much greater percent of the time. So tonight, a little teaching to start off with. I realized this morning that I had forgotten to send out the email to the group announcing that we're having the call tonight, and I felt a little guilty. I was a little upset with myself for having forgotten that, and I did get it out later. So that got me thinking about this idea of mercy, because we all make mistakes, either willfully or by inattention. And when we realize a mistake, we can feel regretful or guilty or even deeper, a sense of shame. So this is our value system or moral compass talking to us, telling us that something needs to be examined. Now, because these feelings are uncomfortable, we often turn away and don't look or find a scapegoat or reason why it's not our fault. And this is normal. This is human. It hurts to look at our own shortcomings. However, if we delay paying attention to the stuff, the mistake we made, and how we feel in some inner compartment, we shove it away. It doesn't go away. It becomes baggage we end up carrying around, sometimes for decades. So the opportunity with mistakes is to learn the lesson they can teach us and to experience the mercy that's available when we face them. Mercy and compassion is like the air. It's always there. It's automatically sustaining and supporting us 24/7. So let's try a little remembrance and be aware and open to and receptive to the mercy that's available to you tonight. So wherever you are, get comfortable. If sitting in your chair or if you're sitting on the floor or wherever you might be, feel the earth underneath you. Feel your connection, your body's connection, and your being's connection to the earth. We're humans, we're part clay and we're part spirit. So the clay part is important to us. There's an energy in the earth that supports us and sustains us, and you can pay attention to that. So notice the how your feet feel. Notice your rear end in the seat. Feel your body. Where we start, where we are. We don't have to be anywhere else to do the remembrance. So notice how your body feels, your feet, your legs. Relax into the seat. Feel that connection with the earth. Keep scanning up. Notice your belly, your lower back, your upper and middle back, shoulders. We carry a lot of tension in our shoulders. Your throat, which is where we express or don't express. Sometimes we hold things back and it gets tight in our throat. So allow your throat to relax. Relax your face. And bring your attention to your breath, into your chest. Notice how it feels to inhale and exhale. Just notice your breath. We'll do a little box breathe here. So inhale to a count of four. Hold to a count of four. Exhale to a count of four. And hold the four. Let's do that two more times. Inhale, four. Hold, four. Exhale, four. Hold, four. And again. All right, great, good. Notice any emotions that are there that you're aware of? Notice your mind in terms of activity. Don't engage with the content, just the level of activity. Okay, now bring your attention into your heart, to your upper chest. Imagine you're a couple inches deep, and this is not the physical heart, this is your spiritual heart. How's your heart doing? Just notice. Allow it to open, open a little more. Bringing your attention there, letting go, dropping in. And now begin your remembrance, repeating your word or phrase for the source of everything you need that's available to you. Constantly. Repeat your word or phrase in your heart. And as you're remembering, continue to let go. If you find your mind engaging and you discover you're there, you can just gently turn your attention back into your heart. Your heart is a doorway. The doorway into your spirit or soul. Through which the mercy and compassion, love, power, wisdom, understanding, insight can flow. So just open more, drop in, let go. and keep remembering, repeating your word or your prayer. Allowing your heart to expand and soften. And noticing what happens inside. Your heart is the doorway, as I said earlier, to your deepest, truest self, to your essence, to the unique qualities that you've been endowed with when you were given life. And these qualities are there both for your support and for you to share the gift of yourself with others. And we can cover over our heart with doubt, with recrimination, with shame and regret. So if you're aware of any mistake, referring back to the teaching earlier, that you're carrying some feelings about, you have an incident that you would like to transform, you can use a remembrance. So allow yourself to feel the feeling. Noticing what happens when you think of that mistake. And add the remembrance, bring the remembrance into that. Open to the mercy and the compassion that's available, which will allow your experience, your understanding, your relationship with that event to open up. To provide you a deeper insight to find the lesson you're meant to learn, and the opportunity that allows in the future as you move forward. Keep remembering, keep noticing, keep opening. Let go. Open up. Trust. Open to the deeper truth. In the learning that's here for you. Keep going. Open more. Embrace your qualities given to you that make you the magnificent human being that you are. allow your heart to show you how you are being taken care of right now. How the mercy and the compassion are softening the hard edges of regret. And that the events of our lives are merely stepping stones to our next awareness of who we are, stepping stones to our own personal growth and understanding. Allowing us to be who we are in our essence more of the time, more able to manifest our purpose in this deeper, more aware state. Less subject to the distraction of the outside world and our own ego's desires and doubts. Now, you can allow your heart to share. Just imagine sending that mercy and compassion and love out through that door, your heart, that swings both ways. It's a receptor, and it's an emitter. Send that compassion and love to wherever your heart shows you. Then trust. And feel the completion of that circle of receiving and giving and receiving and giving. Bow your heart in gratitude. For the amazing qualities of life that you've been given. And now you can begin to come back. You come back and changed, and it's transformed, is more aware at your own pace. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if any revelations, any epiphanies, any ahas came to you, I suggest you write them down and save them. And use them for reflection later. So thank you for sharing your heart with the rest of us. The world needs this. The world needs you at your best. So we all flourish. We all thrive. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good night.